Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic Live, Tuesday night, New York. And I want to thank Senator Phil Boyle for his phone call tonight and expressing his condolences to the death of Milton, the service dog, a week or so ago at the Smithtown Guide Dog Foundation. And we had a nice chat, and Phil told me he wants to approach his colleagues as soon as the primaries are over to see if they will join him in calling for public hearings on the matter of how guide dog schools should be licensed and regulated. Now, this is a major step in the right direction, and hopefully, you know, that it will lead to a law. That's the whole idea. Because people can testify, and the legislators can get an idea of what people are going through. In addition, you know, we have a petition of approaching 80,000 names, and that's got to carry a lot of weight in a public hearing.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, so we're hoping that this serves as a breakthrough.
I'm sure
that a lot of people will be wanting to come to the hearing, including the schools.
That's going to be interesting.
Service dog schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are so many unanswered questions that would be would get an answer.
Yeah.
With a law, and even maybe in the public hearing. So we're happy for this breakthrough, and this will be the first time ever that public hearings are being held on the service dog schools. And I think it's way overdue.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
So Senator Boyle is retiring. I guess he feels less pressure now.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully his colleagues will go along with this idea.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight Open Mic. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, we thank her for all her help. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. You want to correspond electronically, right? And once again, we remind the authorities to protect children in the school. Using dogs is a good way to do that. Train dogs to pick up weapons, you know, concealing people that are concealing weapons and all that, to identify and apprehend and all that. And also the device inside the door, metal detector. But we're hoping that somehow this idea will catch on.
It will.
Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the Texas children who perished in that shooting. We honor them. We remind you, go an extra mile for a child. And watch out for the children. Take care of them. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're here every night, every weeknight, excuse me.
Yep.
8 to 9. So tune us in. We have over 100,000 listens. So people evidently
15.
like what we're saying.
Oh, definitely.
All right, open mic brought to you by the Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Speak with Gary at 631-484-3085. And you don't have to give me a life story. Just tell him you need the food. That's enough to get the help you need. All right, again, 631-484-3085. Now, if you want to stay in shape and have some fun, we got a good place for you. It's called the Third Eye Insight.
That's right.
All right, Third Eye Insight. And you can learn how to protect yourself. Have some fun. Speak with Devin. Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. So tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And I want to thank Devin for agreeing to get names on our nursing home petition. Again, his number is 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight.
No.
All right. So we need to get that petition to Devin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Almost
and
done
anyway. Yeah. What? I can't hear you.
It's almost done.
What's almost
the petition.
Done?
The petition for the nursing homes, it's done, yeah. Sorry, not almost.
It's up at change.org, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So what are you saying it's almost done? It's got to be done if it's up there.
No, I didn't get a chance to take one more look at the website, because I do that. I do the last look, and then I, you know, make sure I save it before I exit.
Well, the petition is up there. People can sign it.
Yes, they can.
You got to send it out.
Yep.
To everyone you know.
You know where I want to send
it? Way.
I want to send it to Philly for my, you know, husband's by marriage cousin, I should say, and let her spread it. Cause she's really into fighting for somebody's rights.
Well, send it all over.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, form a committee. That's the best way to let people spread it around, you know. All right, tomorrow night is our nursing home show, incidentally.
Yes.
Wednesday nights. All right.
I got to
let's
add
see
to
us.
The grand scheme of things.
We want to thank Silo,
mm-hmm.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support and their help. 631-880-7929. All kinds of programs over there. You might want to inquire. Give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
631-880-7929. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And I got an email from Jill today. Thank you, Jill, for the email. Supposed to have a conference with Joe on this guide dog situation, so I'll be informing Joe about Joe Delgado about what Phil wants to do, and
that'd be great.
Hopefully they'll support the whole thing.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, we thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. All our friends, Olga Murray, for her help. and all of our friends who believe in freedom. And by the way, we're looking for an attorney who practices in Colorado to take a case for the Supreme Court of the woman we had on our show last week, Lupita Lewis, and that horrible collision that left her multiply disabled.
Which is terrible.
If you know of anyone, or you're an attorney, or you want to look at the case to see maybe if you could take it, please contact InnerSight. InnerSight at pmpmail.com. Or you can call us, 631-224-3090. We need an attorney to help Miss Lewis get some justice. And I want to thank Mary from Senator Boyle's office for staying in contact with me and alerting the senator.
Yeah.
I got his phone call tonight.
That's great.
All right, open mic. Inner Sight. Let's see the number here. 213-816-1650. This program where you can pick whatever subject you want. Now, keep it clean.
That's right.
You don't keep it clean, I'm going to give you the boot.
Uh-oh.
And I got good boots.
Oh, wow.
I only wear the best boots.
I like boots.
Justin. I got Justin boots.
Oh, those are good. They're nice.
Made in Texas.
In Texas? What,
oh,
do you have
yeah.
handles to put them on?
I got three pairs of Justin boots. And
nice.
I've had them for over 20 years, and they've never worn out.
That's great. No, seriously, that's great.
So you don't want the boots from Inner Sight.
No.
All right. Anybody on the line?
Not right now. They're all listening to the show.
So this is open mic, and I heard on the news, you know, a lot of political stuff that doesn't even make sense sometimes. I heard on the news that Pelosi, went to Taiwan.
Oh, my.
And got the Chinese all mad at her. Now, why they're mad at her, I don't know. I think sometimes politicians just like to flex their muscles. You know? And, you know, for no reason. I don't know why she went to Taiwan. Maybe to show support?
I think it is. Yeah, it's just support.
For,
democracy,
you know, the administration. Yeah. Oh, by the way, they made a specific announcement on the news that she didn't go to Taiwan in an official capacity.
That's
she
right.
She went on her own.
Yep.
So whatever significance that has, we may never know.
That's the truth.
But I'm hoping that the taxpayers didn't pay for her trip, since it's not an official visit. You know, she probably paid for it on her own. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And a big mix-up with the economy. Some people say that it's a recession. Some people say it's not. I don't pay too much attention to these things because it's too confusing.
Well, it definitely is.
I'd rather talk to the animals.
I like that.
The sweet animals. I discovered the animals know the weather better than the weather people, the weatherman, scientists. I don't know. They have some kind of built-in clock or barometer or thermometer. You know, my dog always let me know when it's raining.
Right.
You know, before we walk out the door, she'll let me know. Of course, if it's raining severely, she won't even want to go out the door.
It's true. No.
She's not a big lover of water, my Akita. They say Akitas are like cats.
Yeah, they are.
So, I guess that's why she doesn't like water. All right, Inner Sight, and again, our deepest condolences for the family of Milton.
Yeah.
The woman who lost him. I'm not giving out names because I didn't speak to her, and I don't know if she wants her name.
Correct.
on our show, but the dog's name was revealed, and her name was on CBS. So, our deepest condolences to Michelle and Tom. So, Inner Sight, open mic, whatever you want to blab about, you know, you can talk about it right here, and you don't have to be afraid that you'll be kicked off the air unless you get too graphically,
yeah.
Not unclean.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the only way we
really
boot
you
off. All right. Open mic. And we haven't heard from some of our friends in a while. Thinking about Maureen and Mary.
No, we haven't.
Hope they're good.
Yeah, I hope so. Good too.
And who's the other one in Virginia? Tracy?
Yes, Tracy and...
Tracy. Haven't heard from her, and we haven't heard from... Well, we heard from Catherine down in Carolina about a week or so ago. So... You know, we got friends, and now we got a friend in Colorado, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis. We got friends all over the country.
We do, we do. You know? Mm-hmm. Even in other countries.
We get to it. By the way, you know, you got to send all these people this nursing home petition.
Yeah, I do. But the thing is that that's the most difficult thing. You know?
What?
That would be the most difficult thing. There's no address on some of these people. They just sign up with their name and alter it like I did with you because it was...
Well, you need their email. Call them and get their email.
Yeah, I will.
And send it out.
Yeah, I will. I was planning
on
doing it anyway.
Send them the... send them the new version of the ad.
Yeah, I will.
You know, from Able News. We got to let everybody know that it's in Able News.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they can get it either in the library or they can get it online. Mm-hmm. And then they can go to the petition and sign. So the key here now is to let everybody know. And to try to follow up.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, and speaking of the devil, nursing homes, nobody wants to go there. Horrible place.
Yes.
To spend part of your life. whether it's the latter or the former part of your life. You know, you don't want to be in a place like that. Simply because your freedom is precious. Freedom is precious.
Oh, hell yeah.
You don't want to...
It really is.
Be bogged down with strangers coming in your room and telling
yeah.
you what to do and,
You know how many times I get that during the week? A lot. Oh, we have to do the 6 months. Now it's down to 6 months. Every 6 months, you got to, it used to be a year. Now I got to certify every 6 months. It's crazy.
Well, how come we don't get to certify the agencies?
That
it should work
nice.
Both ways.
It should work both ways.
Yeah.
It really should.
If they can certify us and get money for it, why can't we certify them?
Yeah.
We're helping them get the money. You know, it's like the contradiction with landlords. Okay.
Right.
You got to pay the landlord the rent.
Right.
And yet the landlord is the boss.
Yeah.
See? I said to my landlady, I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm paying you. You know, not only am I paying you a portion of what the government says I have to pay you, which I shouldn't even have to pay, I'm making sure, because of me, you're getting the whole rent, you know, because of the, the government funding. So I'm paying you.
Yeah,
I'm
basically.
The boss.
Yes.
When you go to work.
Yeah.
And you have a boss, the boss pays you.
Mhm.
Right? That's the boss. You know that. You accept it.
Yeah.
You might not like it, but you accept it. All right. So
how come
it changes? How come it changes when you got to pay a landlord? Same thing. You got the money. You're the boss. You're paying the rent.
And the lights.
You
and
should
everything
be.
Else.
You should be the boss.
That's right.
Doesn't make sense. A lot of contradictions.
Yes, a lot.
In this world.
Yeah, there is.
Years ago, you got your friends together. Built a house, you know, and it was your house. You didn't have to go to a bank.
Yep.
And make deals and get money and owe people
yeah.
money.
Nope.
That was a much better system.
I think so. I agree with you.
Yeah. Look at all the stress it eliminates.
Oh, hell yeah. People
no.
don't need extra stress. That's what makes them sicker.
Yeah. It was,
seriously.
It was, you helped me build my house, I helped you
yeah.
build your house.
It was, yeah,
they
more,
ought to bring
more
that
gracious.
Back.
They should, yeah.
Look at all the people mm-hmm. that would be relieved. And now, you know, and it takes a while to build a house, but at least you know after that time period is over, you got your house. And then yeah, and then you can
mm-hmm.
Spend some money to fix it up or something breaks. That I could see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the way it is now, the
mm-hmm.
bank owns the house, and something goes wrong, you gotta pay for it. What the hell kind of crap is that? You see how they twist things around to
yes.
make money?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with these agencies.
Oh, of course so.
You know, they take advantage of us. Only it's worse with the agencies because they're taking advantage of those of us who aren't even equal. I got my recertification for Section 8, which to me is the biggest bull in the world, because I shouldn't have to pay a damn dime for what I've been through.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know? So, I can't read it. I don't know what it says. There could be some changes in it. There probably is. You know, I've been fighting with them for, what, 15 years for Braille?
That's stupid.
There's the ADA.
That's just as bad as my computer. Remember?
The what?
That's just as bad as them trying to get me a computer, and now it doesn't work. I gotta laugh at that. That's so stupid.
Yeah, well, that's typical of the way.
And then he had the nerve to say to me, "You're rejecting us from coming into the house. Then you should be put on not what did he exactly say? Not on I can't remember what he said. Not on activities of daily living. You know, that's what you really need because of your health and stuff like that." And I said, "No, I'm going to work. I don't know about you." So I got to.
What do you mean you're rejecting? You won't let them in the house. What?
Yeah, I know.
Why wouldn't you let them in the house?
There was COVID. My husband had COVID, and I said, "You know, my husband had COVID. Do you guys realize that? I don't want to bring you into the house and you catch COVID. That wouldn't be a good thing to do, make people, you know, catch COVID."
Well, do you have proof of that?
Yeah, the test.
Well, I would throw it right in their face.
Yeah.
Here, you stupid ass. Read this.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the truth.
You know.
Yeah. I didn't have it, surprisingly, but, I mean, I don't know why, but I really didn't have it. I didn't have the swine flu, but I didn't get injected with the swine flu vaccination. I got it years ago. And the weird thing is I have a feeling that the swine flu vaccination is being used for, coronavirus, you know?
Well, the people who are giving out that vaccination are a bunch of swines. Swine
fucking.
A swine, I think, means it's a pig.
Yes, it is.
You know, a lot of pigs are sweet, though. Sweet pigs, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're small. Swine.
But, you know, these people, they get together in meetings, see, all these agencies, and the supervisor says, "Look, see who you can cut off. You know, we're trying to cut the budget here because, you know,
yeah, tight.
We want to impress the feds. We want to show them that, you know, that we can."
Yeah.
Impressed them by saving money. So they try to get rid of certain people. Of course, you know, then you have the hearing system and all that stuff. Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you're on the line and want to talk, push 1.
Yes, please.
And,
nobody yet. They're just listening.
All right. We have a couple of listeners?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try to get Louie on. Louie didn't call in yet, I guess.
I don't think so. Hold on. Let me bring what I'm looking at closer.
We're going to promote Friday night. We get Louie on.
Yeah, I know.
The funnies.
The funnies. Oh,
the frolics.
the frolics.
Friday night. And we had some fun last week.
Oh, yeah, we certainly did. Now, we have Anthony listening and some other number I don't know. listening. So.
All right, I spoke with Anthony briefly before I went on the air. And, you know, Anthony, you're welcome. You're listening. If you have anything you want to put out there, just feel free.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight. Oh, I want to tell you.
He put his hand up.
You need a civil rights lawyer. James Bahamonde is the guy.
Oh, yeah.
516-783-9662. If you feel you've been violated, call Jimmy and let him know. Now, what'd you say, Anthony? Did what?
He put his hand up to talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's
okay.
Bring him in on the show.
Yes, I will.
Live, Inner Sight. Welcome.
Live. Here he comes. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Good evening. How are you? Hi, Frank.
Good
How
evening.
Are you?
Hey, good.
How you doing?
Well, well, well. So here's what's on my mind tonight. You know, Frank really struck a nerve because he was talking about the landlord, and we know, that, you know, when you deal with the landlord, unfortunately, we have to be compliant, sweet little puppies because they're the lord of the land and we don't own it. But, you know, I got to thinking to myself how life is for the disabled and how we're treated like children, not like adults. And they always tell us that, you know, we are adults, we're independent, and, you know, we live and function in the world, and we are able and are expected to, you know, carry out adult responsibilities. But, you know, many people want to make decisions over our head, control us, you know, tell us how to live, what to do, you know, how to think and what to say. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, for example, if you don't want a disabled person to be, you know, alone in the house by themselves, it might be because, you know, you're afraid that they might fall. But, I mean, how much of a person's life is really adult-like? Because everybody seems to, you know, override their decisions and, you know, want to decide what's best for them. And, you know, really, you know, if you think about it, we really don't live like, you know, adults because, you know, as I've said before, we don't have the finances to live, you know, independently. Okay, you know, you could call us adults because regardless people live how they live and people's circumstances are people's circumstances and life is life. But, you know, we have to co-depend on others because we all know that SSI isn't enough and, you know, we couldn't afford all of life's, you know, life's basic necessities off of the money we get. And, you know, just look at the fact that, you know, things haven't increased for us and nothing has really improved when it comes to buying food.
Now, COLA,
has
stayed the same.
Yeah, COLA is a joke to me, you know.
Yeah.
Now that the prices are higher than ever, you know, they don't talk about COLA anymore because they can't give the little drop in the bucket increases that don't do anything for anybody. And, you know, I hate to tell the, you know, non-disabled public and society that, you know, I'm sorry, but a lot of us are going to, you know, be depending on you guys even more because if you can't work and, you know, you're disabled and you, you know, can't support yourself, how can you survive? It, you know, it's kind of to the point where, and I've always thought this way, it's always been this way, I shouldn't even say it's to the point. It, you know, if you really think about it, it really doesn't matter how physically capable you are in life, you know, whether you're able to dress yourself or cook for yourself or do your own laundry, it all comes down to, you know, whether you can afford rent and what what kind of life, you know, you can afford, because if you can't, you know, you can't be on your own and you can't be homeless and, you know, look at a disabled person's life, okay, you know, we might count our blessings that we're able to get food stamps and get SSI and buy food and clothes and things like that and make a wave when you can and a splash in the water, but what about furniture? I mean, what about when that breaks? What do you do?
Clothing.
I mean, yeah, clothing, sleep on the floor. Yeah, I mean, think about it. When you buy clothes, you have to buy clothes, you know, for the season. You can't, you know, wear, you know, summer clothes in the winter. You'd freeze to death and, you know, have hypothermia and die. So, I mean, it, you know, raises the question that always begs to be answered, and I guess it's a question that will never be answered, which is rhetorical, which is, you know, how is it possible for a disabled person to survive? You know, it's all a big joke to me. You know, everything in life that involves a disabled person being independent, and I think that, you know, the segment of society that walks
I think there's a contradiction here too, because the agencies don't want us to be too independent, because then they can't make any money on us if we don't need them. And then on the other hand, you know, they want you to be dependent on them, because that's how they make the money.
That's very
true. Because if you become independent, independent to me, Frank, means that you're not really part of an agency. And it seems to me that the agencies don't want to let you go. There's always a long process to get anything done and, you know, drag it on. I haven't gotten a chance. I this, I that. And maybe they help you with simple things and, you know, you get by how you can, I guess, and wait, you know, for them to afford the things that, you know, you should be able to afford yourself or whatever you would be able to afford if you weren't blind and things weren't so expensive. But, you know, I mean, when you depend on agencies, you just kind of say, you know, the idea of independence and the word makes you feel good, and the concept, you know, kind of, you know, reminds me of somebody just like, you know, wrapping their arms around you and comforting you and tapping on your back and saying, it's okay, it's okay. Because, you know,
but if you were really independent, the money would be there for
That's
you
true.
to conduct your own affairs.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. Look at SSI. You know, like I said, the price of milk and the price of eggs and the price of everything is going up, but we don't get a dollar more. You get a little bit more food stamps, and then once that's gone, that's that. And not everything you can buy off of food stamps, so you do what you have to do, but it comes down to the point where you say, okay, you know, realistically, this is impossible, even if, you know, living alone is something that you've dreamed about all your life. You know, you've really wanted it, and you didn't want to be dependent on anyone, and you didn't want to live with anyone, and you enjoyed living alone, and you couldn't imagine, you know, having to live with anyone, and maybe you were a private person, and you never depended on anyone, and you worked all your life, because, you know, SSI, like we say, is nothing. And, you know, if it's not this bill, it's that bill, this bill, that bill, and it's all piling up. And, you know, you get your food stamp, you get your SSI, then you get your food stamps, and once that's gone, you know, I mean, God knows how long that's going to last, 3 weeks.
Yeah, but, you know,
in a way,
excuse me, the agencies are really stupid, because if they thought about it and they analyzed it, if they helped us, in other words, they'd have to be mandated to do it. If they helped us, they could make money on that, and we would be more independent. You see?
Yeah, definitely.
But they're not doing that. They like it when we're dependent on them. They want to keep us where we are.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is these ceremonial feel-good programs, but, you know, I mean, and maybe some of them are good in certain ways depending on what it is, but it's not providing, you know, basic necessities like food or, you know, anything else in life that a person cannot, you know, avoid having. I mean, these programs they have, you know, for people to be around each other and companionship and everything, that's nice. So, you know, a person isn't lonely. But yeah. What about, you know, people that just need to eat, yeah, for safety, to live, you know, to pay bills, to pay, you know, electric, to pay gas, to buy clothes, you know, and they might say, you know, well, there's things out there for that, too. And, you know, to a point, that's true, too. But, you know, when it comes to the most, you know, severe thing in life, when, you know, when it comes down to buying food, clothes, or things like that, you know, they don't take care of their own. They only, you know, take care of a portion of society which is interested and entertained by that, you know, wanting these type of, you know, social programs and things like that. I mean, if you're disabled, you have no money, you can't get around, you can't get out, you don't have enough home care hours, you're hungry, you're thirsty, or whatever, you know, these agencies are nowhere in sight, and, you know, I mean, maybe they don't really see themselves as, you know, what they're doing as that important, and they see, you know, oh, there's other social safety networks there. But I really think that, you know, I guess if you have an emotional attachment to these programs and you really believe in them and you have a, you know, disabled person that, you know, sees them as sentimental, then they're important to you. And that's fine and that's good for those of you who believe in it. But, you know, these agencies that are supposed to, you know, that are there for the disabled, they're not there as social safety nets. They're just there as social activity programs, and you know, money is poured into that. But when it comes to the most basic,
but they use us to make a living.
That's true.
Yeah, the problem is, Frank, that you know, you they think they're doing something good, but we, at least some of us anyway, want them to be more of a social safety net and provide more of social services. Whereas, you know, when disabled people are in a bind like that, we are, you know, put in a situation where we depend on services that the general public depends on, which might not always be able, you know, might not always be.
Excuse me, do we have is Louie on the line?
No, but I could look and see who else is. Hold on.
Yeah,
we
got to see if we can take another call.
Okay, no problem. Thanks. You take care. Have a good night, guys.
All right, take care.
But thank you very much, Anthony.
Right.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome, Frank. You're welcome, Suzanne.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah. So, a lot of contradictions in the way the system operates. You know,
big time.
If the agencies think they're doing something good, you know, then why don't they want to improve on that?
Yeah. Right.
You see?
Yeah.
And the way they would improve on it is to raise a fund. Well, every agency has to have petty cash.
Yeah, every organization really has a petty cash thing. Yeah.
So increase that, you know, use it as a fundraiser and say, hey, you know, toward the end of the month, you know that people on SSI and all that and disabled are running out of money, right? That's when that's when you should contact them and say, hey, we got a couple hundred bucks for you to get you through, you know?
Right, right.
I mean, what would that take? It wouldn't take anything to do that.
No.
These agencies can raise that money in the blink of an eye. If they did it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if you're doing something good, improve upon it. See, that's the trouble here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. They're using us
to to make
their own
money.
They don't want us to use them.
That's right.
In raising money and, you know, calling their constituency from their community and saying, hey, you know, we want to help you. You help
right.
us.
Right.
All year long.
It's
I mean,
true,
we, you know, we've raised a fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not a lot of money. And at the same time,
mm-hmm.
they should do something to make sure that the person won't be penalized because of it.
Yeah.
That would be a much better system.
That's right. That's true. I mean, if you have something where it's always there, then, you know, but it's not always correct, which is what we have with these guide dog schools, that needs to be expressed and a correction, you know, made to help people understand that, you know, this isn't always true, what's going on in these agencies. And it really is very disturbing what's going on.
Well, the guide dog schools work the same way. They raise
yeah.
the money, you know, and then they raise the money because of you, the disabled person, and then they're
okay.
telling you how you're going to proceed.
That's true.
You know, and
that's
if you go against
too.
That, if you're opposed to that, a lot
yeah.
of times they won't service you.
That's true. That's
it's
sad. That's very sad, you know.
Only there it's worse because there's no law.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in.
Yeah, we have one caller here.
We have another call?
Yes, we do.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You're live on the air.
Yeah.
Inner Sight.
Hello.
I want to talk.
They raised
Hello?
Their hand, but I don't know if they're talking.
All right. All right.
Let's
if
just
you,
wait a bit longer, and then I'll put it back on mute.
If you want to speak, caller, you're welcome to talk.
Yes, you are. More than welcome.
On Inner Sight.
Okay. I'm going to put you back on. I'm going to put the person back. I'm shutting their mic, but if they want to talk, let them just, you know, move the mic on and off, and I'll know you want to talk.
So to review, in the light of the death of the service dog Milton at the school, just let me, according to CBS News, the dog was locked in a van 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock approximately and died.
But still,
guide
I mean,
dog.
That's a long time.
Three years, Labrador.
Wow.
Okay. So tonight, before I went on the air, I got a call from Senator Phil Boyle, who's the senior senator in New York State.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to get his colleagues to agree to public hearings on these guide dogs so that people can come and voice their opinion and tell their stories, you
yeah.
know, and talk about preventative measures, you know, whatever they want to say in relation to the service dog school. And we're hoping that that will lead to licensing of the school. Now these schools are not licensed to train dogs. They're only licensed to raise money. So we're hoping that this public hearing process will lead to licensing of the schools and regulations.
Yeah.
You know, that would improve the service and would give people a better chance, a fair chance. In other words, they would have to prove why they're not servicing somebody. You know, and then you'd have a better overview of what needs to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to thank Senator Boyle for putting that forward, and hopefully the other politicians will agree. We'll get the public hearing.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show, and Thursday night we're dedicating to the dog Milton,
yeah,
who perished at the Guide Dog Foundation.
Terrible.
So that's our show Thursday.
Right.
Friday's the funnies. Hey, come around Friday. We'll have a few crazy things going on. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. You know. Oh, and what we're going to have Friday with Dinigan is he wants to have a pale ginger ale singing contest. So you don't want to miss this, folks. This is the funniest thing, you know. And he tries to get it in the auditorium.
Oh, boy.
You know.
So, he can't sing, obviously, I suppose.
A regular riot.
Oh, yeah.
So join us Friday night for the Pale Ginger Ale Singing Contest on Inner Sight Live.
Yeah.
All right. 213-816-1650, open mic. And you want to blab about something, you know, you pick your own subject here tonight.
Yep, sure.
All right. 851, New York. Open
yep.
mic.
And, open mic.
Oh, I heard on the weather.
Oh, yeah. It's
supposed to be a heat warning.
Tonight?
From, what was it, Thursday morning, 11 o'clock, until Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Oh, that sucks.
So, take note, you know, and, of course, you never know if these weather people are right, but...
Yeah.
You know, you take note and make sure you bring a bottle of water with you. And, you know, not only the drink, but if you feel really hot and you're starting to
yeah.
feel not right,
faint.
Pour it over your head.
I've done that.
It's only water.
Yeah. I was in the
you know,
park, and I got so lightheaded. I figured maybe I ran out of, like, sodium in my system or anything. You know, anything that would keep me awake and alive. I felt like I was just dwindling little by little. It was because of the heat that I was in for hours.
Yeah, so, you know, the sun, you get too much sun, it can drag you down. You know. So, beware of that. And I've been taking my dog's water bowl with me.
Oh, yeah. You have
I got
to.
One of those collapsible bowls.
Oh, that's a good one. I've seen that before.
And whenever I go to a place and I get inside, I give her a drink, you know.
Yeah, when you give her a drink, does she show that she's very thirsty or she just drinks it?
No, she don't drink that much. She'll drink, but not excessively, you know. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and... anybody who would like to help any of our causes, we'd appreciate it. Be it as a volunteer or a donor.
Yeah.
We need volunteers.
Yes, we do. Big time. I'm thinking of going to the schools and training a little bit the people on what to do and let them help us, you know.
Well, we need them to get named on the petition.
Yes, big time.
Help raise funds.
Yeah.
You know? We have to pay for this show, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think we get it for free, because we don't.
No, we don't get it for free.
So, anybody would like to help raise funds for that or the petition? We get these public hearings on the guide dog school. There'll be a lot to do with that. And so call in us, 631-224-3090, or the email innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachment.
Correct.
If you'd like to be a volunteer, or if you'd like to maybe help us raise some funds, we would greatly appreciate that. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, and this is open mic.
Yep.
And let's see, what else did I hear in the news? Musk.
Twitter was funny?
Suing. What?
Okay, go ahead. I accidentally.
Twitter was...
Oh.
What were you going to say?
I accidentally became a friend of his. So I got to see how. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that, but what, you met the guy?
No, it's just that I have the Twitter pointing to his Twitter, and all of a sudden, instead of giving me the boot, I got him to just stay on our page. So hopefully he reads some of the stuff that we go through to make, you know, things possible.
Well, see if you can get him interested in these nursing homes. Who knows?
Yeah, or
find out if he's a dog lover.
Yeah, he might.
That would help. That's more likely.
Yeah. He has a son.
Yeah. I wonder if he
has
a dog.
So maybe he's also a, you know, child lover.
Anyway, he is being sued by Twitter, and now he turned around counter-sued. So see what happens with that, you know. But if you have his attention, you know, I wouldn't ask him for money. Everybody in the world asks him for money. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I would ask
true.
Him what he thinks.
Yeah.
Of thing, you know, of what we're doing, a service dog, a nursing home. Put a question to him, you know. Do you think guide dog school should be regulated or something like that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night on the nursing home show. Thank you so much for listening, Inner Sight. Suzanne, co-host engineer.
You're welcome.
Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. And thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.